preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks.
We grow good old tomatoes and
you are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. It's July 30th. 2018, and I'm here in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. Glad to have you as part of our program. You can call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, from wherever you may be. And in this age of the miraculous Donald Trump and also of the miraculous internet that makes communication so much easier if we can keep freedom on the internet. Most of you are not old enough to remember when a long-distance phone call, one single long-distance phone call for an average American family was a big deal and cost a lot of money. It's hard to believe, isn't it? And you could get in trouble, actually, as a kid in your family, if you placed a long-distance phone call, which nobody did. So, but I mean, you would get in trouble because the phone call would cost, well, I don't know what the... But in today's dollars, it would be, you know, 10 bucks, 20 bucks for a long-distance phone call. And instead, now today, in the miraculous age of Donald Trump, 100 million of us, all simultaneously, for a price of zero, we get a tweet from our president. 100 million of us simultaneously at once. And 7 minutes ago, the tweet we got is this, a highly respected, this is from Donald Trump to you. A highly respected federal judge today stated that the Trump administration gets great credit for reuniting illegal families. Thank you. And please look at the previous administration's record. Not good. And of course, Trump, President Trump is simply pointing out the truth, which is the inverse of what the media is portraying, which is that Donald Trump is, he's the nasty one. He's the mean one. And of course, he's not that at all. The tweet before that, 2 hours earlier, congratulations to our new Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary, Robert Wilkie. Picture there of Robert Wilkie with his wife becoming the Veterans Affairs Secretary. And then here's the first tweet of great interest for us. Thank you to Rand Paul for your yes vote on a future great justice of the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. Your vote means a lot to me and to everyone who loves our country. So what that must mean, and I'm not up on it, shame on me, Rand Paul must have been part of a Senate vote today, a committee vote on reporting out a yes on Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, or some such thing. We'll explore that. A tweet three hours ago. Congratulations to Judge Jeanine on the tremendous success of her new number one best-selling book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, the case against the anti-Trump conspiracy. And let's take a look here. Let's just see, is she, that's wonderful news right there. Is she in number one, the number one slot? Let us look. We were very pleased that Greg Jarrett was in number one at Amazon, of all places. And I'll take Greg Jarrett. I'll take Judge Jeanine. I'll take either one. So let's go to top 100. Top 100 books. And here it is, top 100 books at Amazon. Judge Jeanine. Where is she? Bestsellers in books. Judge Jeanine. Now, she is just behind Greg Jarrett. She's in the same position she was in a couple days ago. Leaving out the self-help books and cooking books, Greg Jarrett is number one at Amazon in books with The Russia Hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump. He is number one. Wonderful. Number two is Judge Jeanine. So calling her number one, it's fair enough. Her book is $16.20. Greg Jarrett's is $16.79. Both books to get. I'm going to get both of them. And I like this. A new significant book in the number three slot, and Morrow Lindbergh's Gift from the Sea. Now, that's not the best of the Lindbergh books by any stretch of the imagination, but it's wonderful to see a Lindbergh load these many years later in the number three slot. We just visited, myself and my two little children, just visited Charles Lindbergh's boyhood home in Little Falls, Minnesota. My daughter got to sit at, and so did my son, and play Lindbergh's boyhood piano and look at his toys and his camp out right there, stay the night at Lindbergh's farm on the Mississippi River in Little Falls, Minnesota, which is just to the northwest of Minneapolis. Okay, so that's number three is Anne Morrow Lindbergh. And then let's see here. See if any political books that we like are up there in the top. Yes, we mentioned this one was up there. Next significant book, another golden oldie, Fahrenheit 451 of the incomparable and great patriot, Ray Bradbury. Let's see. Next political. Well, here's F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, and Fitzgerald had some good things that he wrote. Here's another edition, a hardcover edition of Gift from the Sea of Anne Morrow Lindbergh. So why are good books topping the list? Oh, it gets better. The next significant book that Americans are reading is George Orwell's 1984. And then the first really bad book. Oh, here's one. This is a book that's worth. This is a great book. Good Night, Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. That so many of us read at night to our children. Good Night, Moon. Oh, and another very important book, one from which we, one that should be among the favorite books of patriots, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And boy, is there a tie-in between that book and Donald Trump, his art of the deal, and his personality, his success. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Yes, How to Win Elections and Influence History. And Donald Trump used and uses the techniques espoused by Dale Carnegie in his tremendous, great book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I forgot the year of its publication. And I'm just keep going here. See if there's another great book on the list. Oh, the first bad book. The Bill Clinton novel, The President is Missing. That's right there with How to Win Friends and Influence People. But that's not, it's not anywhere near number one. And I'll abandon this in just a moment here. Next page of best-selling books. This is encouraging. Yeah. America's reading some good stuff. Here's a bad one, To Kill a Mockingbird. It's a bad, by Harper Lee. That's a bad book, but it's far, fairly well down the list. And let's see here. That's it. All right. So let us. There's a book by Maria Shriver. She used to live next door. My family lived next door to Maria Shriver. And Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Pacific Palisades. We were next door neighbors. And that's it. There we go. You can tell I'm really into books, so I'm fascinated going down that list. I'd keep going. Let's go to some of the leading stories today. My favorite story today is this one. And goes to one of my favorite guys, Viktor Orban. This is becoming the Orban fan club here. Orban, Breitbart headline, Central Europe will be at the anti-globalist bastion of Christian culture and national identity. And then here's a picture of Orban and his supporters marching with a big Hungarian flag, which is red, white, and green. And it says Hungary in English. Splashed across the flag is the motto, Hungary protects Europe. Hungary's Viktor Orban has told supporters he will use his third consecutive election victory as an opportunity to advance into a new era. Hey, that's the Trump era. With Central Europe becoming a bastion of Christian culture and nation-state democracy, as multicultural globalism turns liberal democracies into liberal non-democracies. Speaking at an event in the predominantly ethnic Hungarian region of now, somebody who's up on their Hungarian, help me with the pronunciation of this town, I'll just say Szekely. And I'll just say Zekely. I'm sure that's wrong. Zekely Land, L-A-N-D, in Romania. There's a big Hungarian minority in Romania. The Fidesz leader, that's his party, the Fidesz leader, said he was looking forward to the end of the present European Commission led by Jean-Claude Juncker and to elections to the European Parliament in 2019, which he predicts will for the first time revolve around one common European issue. And of course, what's the issue? What's the 800-pound gorilla in the middle of the room? Mass migration. Orban said these elections would provide an opportunity to block, and these are his words, the great goal of transforming Europe and moving it towards a post-Christian and post-national era. And it would hand a heavy defeat to the elite of 68 and their liberal democratic system. And here's his quote. In European politics, it is the turn of the anti-communist generation, which has Christian convictions and commitment to the nation, unquote, declared Viktor Orban. The article goes on. The chief failing, and this is a speech he gave at a Hungarian town in Romania, the chief failing of liberalism, the Hungarian argued, is its embrace of the open society as promoted by billionaire plutocrat George Soros, and its failure to tolerate dissent on the topics of mass migration and multiculturalism. Liberal democracy has been transformed into liberal non-democracy, Orban argued. I love that. It's a great presentation. I'd love Donald Trump to pick up that exact line. That's very persuasive. Because it combines the two great issues, free speech and immigration, combines them into one concept, denying free discussion of immigration turns liberal democracy into liberal non-democracy. Quote, the situation in the West is that there is liberalism, but there is no democracy. Censorship and restrictions on freedom of speech have become general phenomena, he observed. This man is a great philosopher. Quoting again, working together, political leaders and technology giants. So there's Masters of the Universe. Now, folks, yes, great minds think alike. And Viktor Orban's is a great mind. But is the exact point by point matchup between Breitbart and Orban a coincidence, or is Orban reading Breitbart and Breitbart reading Orban? Yes, they are reading each other. Working together, he says, political leaders and technology giants, see, that's the Masters of the Universe, filter news items that are uncomfortable for the illiberal elite. See the ingenious and cunning means by which they restrict access to negative news reports on migrants, immigrants, and related topics. The liberal concept of freedom of opinion has gone so far that liberals see diversity of opinion as important up until the point that they realize, to their shock, that there are opinions which are different from theirs. Prime Minister Orban affirmed his own commitment to what he has repeatedly described to the horror of mainstream media commentators as illiberal. He uses the term illiberal democracy, which unashamedly promotes illiberal democracy, which unashamedly promotes national identity, rejects mass migration, and embraces the Christian foundations of Western civilization. In other words, we Central Europeans claim that there is life beyond globalism, which is not the only path, he explained. Boy, this is the story of the day. And watch this language. Watch this language. Donald Trump, I think, is going to be borrowing some of this language. It's so good. And so his, I think his top speechwriter, Stephen Miller, you can be sure he's reading this today. In today's open society, Europe, there are no borders. European people can be readily replaced with immigrants. The family has been transformed into an optional, fluid form of cohabitation. The nation, national identity, and national pride are seen as negative and obsolete notions. In fact, in liberal Europe, being European means nothing at all. This is poetry. Let's go to your calls, and we'll complete the thoughts of Viktor Orban today, right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. And the great news just keeps coming over the transom. Here's the Rand Paul story. Finally got clued in here to Rand Paul. Ooh, this is nice. And here's another great story, too. Rand Paul, he has my support. I'll go to that story if I get a chance. But before I forget, here's another great story. Haven't seen it yet today. Now I'm just seeing it for the first time. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. Big victory. Judicial Watch forces disclosure of FISA warrants targeting Trump team. Folks, that is big. And Judicial Watch deserves our eternal gratitude. Because the victory that Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch achieve, many of them simply wouldn't happen without Judicial Watch. Somebody has to force with these lawsuits, force via a judge an order disclosing or releasing Freedom of Information Act requests by Judicial Watch. If someone doesn't make the Freedom of Information Act request, the matter is not brought up. The document will not be revealed. Now, the other great heroes we have here are using not the Freedom of Information Act, but their constitutional power are the House Judiciary Intelligence and Oversight Committees, where folks like Congressman Ron DeSantis and Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, Congressman Steve King of Iowa, they are using their power to order the disclosure of the very same documents that Tom Fitton is demanding with the Freedom of Information Act, which itself is a miraculous thing, kind of like Donald Trump, that was ever passed, that we have such a thing. Let's finish the Orban story. Oh my, is this good. And is it big? In today's open society, Europe, there are no borders. European people can be readily replaced with immigrants. The family has been transformed into an optional, fluid form of cohabitation. The nation, national identity, and national pride are seen as negative and obsolete notions. In fact, in liberal Europe, being European means nothing at all. I just can't wait to hear these very same words coming out of Donald Trump's mouth. It has no direction, liberal Europe, and it is simply form devoid of content, he argued, and declared that Central Europe would instead adopt Christian democracy as its model. And here's a tweet. And here's a picture of Orban speaking at this event in a fabulous, it might be a church, fabulous setting here. He says he promises to create a new 21st century Christian democracy and make Hungary one of the top five countries in Europe. I like he's thinking big. He says Christian democracy is not about defending religious articles of faith. Christian democratic politics means that the ways of life, listen to this, the ways of life springing from Christian culture must be protected. These include human dignity, the family, and the nation. Because Christianity does not seek to attain universality through the abolition of nations, but through the preservation of nations. This is smart theology, folks. This is smart theology. That's one very solid way of reading the Bible. Orban also stressed the importance of the state of Israel to European security in his speech, noting that, quote, without Israel, a geographical area of radical Islam would develop, which Europe could only see as a threat. And we would be back to... Of course, we talked about Cyrus the Great yesterday, who lived 1,200 years before the arrival of radical Islam around 600 AD. Cyrus the Great, however, presided over a Persian empire, which stretched from the Dardanelles and the Bosphorus to Afghanistan and to Iraq and Iran and to Suez or to the Sinai. He says, or the article says, European elections will be held May 23rd to May 26th in 2019. So that's coming up. We'll be eagerly anticipating those elections, where Orban is saying, in effect, this will be after our elections of November, in which we're hoping for a red wave, conservative wave. Orban is saying we will have a conservative wave in Europe, patriot wave, in May of 2019. Lines are open. If you want to call in, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played. I found my thoughts had washed away the truth in what she said. Any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
Here we are, folks. Any man can be a fool. And let me. Too many great stories to cover here. Let us grab a couple of them. And this is a story in Europe. In Copenhagen, Imam Mundir Abdallah calls for jihad to invade Europe, to take over Europe. Imam Mundir Abdallah of the Masjid al-Farouk Mosque in Copenhagen told his followers, quote, and this is in translation, which has finally come out. And because of the translation, I'll play you the, here is the, Arabic of this. It might be Arabic. Listen to it yourself. You'll hear the word, I think Yehud, which means Jewish or Jew. Here he is speaking.
ومن قدارة ومن خسة تعبر عن طبيعة اليهود طبعا.
Yahud. That was his, he says, so here's what he says. The final solution to the problem of the Levant is us, folks, the Western world. After the establishment of the caliphate, that means the takeover by Islam, and the elimination of the Jewish entity, and that's the term that they, these radical Islamists use to refer to Israel, they call it the Jewish entity. They won't call it a nation. Will be through the conquest. Here it is. Here's where you come in, because we're part of this. Will be through the conquest of Europe. Abdullah was speaking on a video which has now been made public and translated by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory. Just a week after he was charged with hate speech, where he repeated his call to kill Jews. In the latest video, Abdallah lays out a plan, and just to describe him to you, he's not an old guy at all. He looks like he's in his 40s. In the latest video, Abdallah lays out a plan whereby Muslims can conquer all of Europe and deliver a final blow, he says, to the vileness of the Jewish people. Europe must be invaded again, he said, calling for a new Islamic conquest of Al-Andalus. That must be Arabic for Andalusia, which is probably Spain, the Iberian Peninsula, the Balkans, and Rome. So he's referring to the three projections of Europe into the Mediterranean. The Balkans with Greece there, Rome, the Italian Peninsula, and Al-Andalus. And that's where, by the way, where's the invasion happening? In three huge prongs, pouring across the Mediterranean, literally pouring across the Mediterranean. And the video I referred you to yesterday, I watched it last night. Big rubber boats with 100 generally black Africans, all males, all young, 100 in a boat, sitting, you know, cheek to jowl, with, you know, a big outboard motor, big on the boat, and the boat speeding across the water. I mean, this is like a recreation of the book, Jean Raspail's book, Camp of the Saints, in which the non-Europeans pour onto the beaches of Europe. Ships beach themselves on the beaches of Europe. He wrote this back, I think, in the 1970s. What a prophet. He's still alive in his home of France. But the boat, here's what happens. The boat with 100 non-Europeans beaches itself, and you see beachgoers, Spaniards in this case, dumbfounded as 100 North Africans and other black Africans pile off the rubber, you know, like a, you know, Zodiac type boat, pile into the water, run up on the beach, and then in mass, 100 of them, it's just like a, you know, have you ever seen when you turn on the light and insects scatter on the floor, scattering in every direction, running inland in Spain. This is now happening as a regular occurrence in Spain. But let's go back to the Imam. He says, we will conquer all of Europe. Europe must be invaded again, he said, calling for a new Islamic conquest of Al-Andalus, the Balkans, and Rome. Now, let's go back to our history. We talked about Cyrus the Great 1,800 years ago yesterday. Well, let's go back to the 7th and 8th centuries A.D. And following, in which Islam conquered huge areas of those three parts of Europe. The Balkans, the Italian Peninsula, including Sicily, and the Iberian Peninsula, conquered them, in the case of the Iberian Peninsula, almost completely. The Balkans, almost completely. All the way to the gates of Vienna. In that Eastern pincer movement. In the Western pincer movement, all the way to the gates of Tours and Poitiers in central France. And in the case of the Italian Peninsula, they actually overran Rome. And the only thing that saved the Vatican was the huge walls, 40 feet high, of the Vatican. And it didn't save all of the Vatican at all, only part of it that was within those huge walls. The part that wasn't, including the treasures of the church, were in fact taken by the invading Muslims. He says, to fulfill the promise of the Prophet Muhammad, in the address, Imam Abdallah said that the Jews, quote, are hastening their own annihilation by their rampaging, their filth, and their vileness, which reflect the immutable nature of the Jews. He said, I'm not a racist, he added. last week, charges were brought against Imam Abdallah for hate speech, following the translation of this very sermon that you're hearing here on our show. His Friday sermon, in which he recited the anti-Semitic hadith about the prophecy of the rock and the tree. This is the first time charges have been brought in Denmark under a new criminal code. On another occasion, Imam Abdallah insisted that as soon as Muslims regain power, and you know, this guy, this imam, he's an authority among these invading Muslims. They would erase his word and obliterate his word, Israel, and all the U.S. bases in the region. For his part, Abdallah, who lives in, his family is in Denmark, has always claimed the charge of hate speech is a conspiracy, and he is an entirely innocent party. He said, Muslims are the real victims. Get this, talk about projection. Our women, he said, are being attacked. It is our mosques which are being burned. Well, yes. Can you say, Imam Abdallah, can you say the word projection? Let's go to another story here. That's a heck of a story. Let's go to something encouraging. Donald Trump, and let me update his tweets. Let me see here if I can, where's my update button? Get an update here. 47 minutes ago, that was a tweet on from a federal judge approving of Donald Trump's handling of immigration. Thank you to Rand Paul. And here is now Donald Trump sounding like Viktor Orban. He says, a bunch of good tweets. Ah, make my day. Oh my goodness. It is my great honor today. I missed this one. To welcome Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte of Italy to the White House. Join us at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for our joint press conference. Let's listen to them. Now, who is Giuseppe Conte, folks? He's another of the European heroes. He is the new Prime Minister of a patriotic government in Italy that includes Matteo Salvini as his Deputy Prime Minister. And his interior minister in charge of what? Immigration. Let's listen to Donald Trump and Giuseppe Conte today. Here they are.
Hey, thank you very much. It's my great honor to have Giuseppe Conte of Italy. He's a man who's doing a fantastic job. I really want to thank you very much for being here. We've become friendly over the G7 meetings and some phone calls and I agree very much what you're doing with respect to migration and illegal immigration and even legal immigration. Italy's taken a very firm stance on the border, a stance a few countries have taken, and frankly, you're doing the right thing in my opinion.
Oh, there it is. That's the best news of the day. Not Kelso inferring that Trump and Orban and Conte are on the same page. That's Donald Trump said it from his lips to your ears. Frankly, I think you're doing the right thing. And he specified not just on illegal immigration, also on legal immigration. Let's hear some more.
Opinion, and a lot of other countries in Europe should be doing it also.
So he said, countries are doing it. They're following your lead in Europe. And he's referring, of course, to, as we do on this show, to Austria, to Slovenia, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary. He's referring to those central, they call themselves the Visegrad nations, a union or a collaboration of Central and Eastern European nations. And then he just said, our president and the other nations, like the idiots in the Merkel government, should be, and of course are not, doing the same. Here we go, a little bit more. Oh, this is music to my ears.
Some have taken that stance a long time ago, and they're doing a lot better. So I just want to thank you, Giuseppe, for being with us. It's an honor. We have a lot to talk about, having to do with trade, having to do with our military. You're ordering planes, lots of planes. The United States has a very large deficit, as usual, with Italy, about $31 billion. And I'm sure we'll straighten that out pretty quickly. But we find it a great honor to have you with us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And there's Donald Trump shaking hands with Giuseppe Conte. And wow, beautiful. And Conte, just to describe to you, young, handsome, dynamic, athletic, trim. There you go. That's the quote of the day. And Donald Trump tweeted it to us. Where did I get that video? I didn't get it from the lamestream news. We're not going to get it there. You're not going to see it. They're not going to publish it. It's in the memory hole. It never happened. No, we're getting it direct, a direct feed from Donald Trump's own Twitter account. I got that video. I just logged into Donald Trump's Twitter account and played that for you. He had the link right there. I mean, Donald Trump has become his own news network upon which we can all rely. Ah, fantastic. We got a caller, Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, if you get a chance, Google Putin gives Trump 160 terabytes of information.
Okay, 160 terabytes. Okay, that's good. All right, and what's the significance of that story? Fill me in.
Google it yourself and read it. I just learned about it today. I'll make a point. You know, President Trump told Putin that they were going to have a terror raid in St. Petersburg, Russia. Okay.
Yes.
And I think Trump just came back and traded information to him because he helped him over there. You know, people could have got killed and maybe he solved the problem. I think he felt bad that if he couldn't have done anything.
Yes. Yes, and that's, of course, what we need, a great cooperation between a patriotic Russian government and a patriotic American administration, not a whole government, not at this point, not yet. But, yes, that's exactly what we need, is that cooperation of the patriot administrations of the two greatest European peoples on Earth. That's great good news, Ken. Thank you.
Well, Google that and read it right now.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
Let me read some more good stuff that I have right in front of me, and that is, this is all being tweeted today in the last 14 hours. I'm just throw another couple tweets at you. This is our president. We must have border security. Sounds like Viktor Orban, doesn't it? We must have border security. Get rid of chain migration. Get rid of the visa lottery. Get rid of catch and release. Get rid of sanctuary cities. Go to merit-based immigration. Protect ICE and law enforcement. And of course, keep building, but much faster, the wall. And Donald Trump's referring to the fact that there is actually a portion of the wall being built right now. Of course, it's not nearly what is needed. But look at the asses in the Republican Party who are blocking funding for the wall. Come back with a couple more great tweets right after this break. Stay tuned.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. We just talked about Giuseppe Conte. He is, I said he looked young and fit and all that kind of good stuff. He's 53 years old and born in Volturara, Apulia, Italy, in 1964. And he is a professor and a lawyer. And Wow, that was great. The visual that you couldn't see there in the Oval, in the White House, somewhere in the White House, maybe the Oval Office, Donald Trump sitting next to Giuseppe Conte, learn that name, C-O-N-T-E, the new prime minister of the great, great European nation of Italy, the target of the invasion described by Imam Abdallah, where he mentions Italy as part of the three-pronged attack of Al-Andalus, that's the Iberian Peninsula, Rome. And these guys refer to Rome. They love to refer with real invective to the Catholic Church, which they sometimes describe with the word Rome. And then also the Balkans, the Eastern prong. Let's go to some more incredible stories here. Well, we're going to run out of time. I just have to be almost read the titles here. Donald Trump's tweet. There's a great tweet. He spoke at U.S. Steel in Granite City, Illinois. I watched that last night. Wonderful, wonderful talk. Watched the president of U.S. Steel with tears in his eyes, explaining that Donald Trump has brought the steel industry back to America. It is really happening. Next tweet, his welcome of Giuseppe Conte. You want to watch that? The congratulations to General John Kelly, celebrating his first full year as White House Chief of Staff. Then he endorses other candidates for the red wave of 2018. A list of people he's endorsing, helping to elect. Congratulations to Judge Jeanine on her great book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Donald Trump's directly plugged in to Judge Jeanine Pirro, this woman that we salute over and over again on this show as getting it. So the connection's made, folks. Donald Trump sitting right there with, he talks to Sean Hannity on the phone regularly. Illegal immigration, tweet of 3 hours ago. Illegal immigration is a top national security problem. After decades of playing games with the whole world laughing at the stupidity of our immigration laws, and with Democrats thinking that open borders, large-scale crime, and abolishing ICE is good for them, we must get smart and finally do what must be done for the safety and security of our country. And by the way, let me repeat a principle I stated yesterday on our show. If whatever somebody's doing is hurting Trump, it's hurting our people. Very simple formulation. If anything is hurting Trump, it's hurting our people. And then apply that to Orban, to Conte, to all these other patriot leaders that are helping, finally helping our people. And if what we're doing, any of us, is not helping these great men and women, it's hurting our people. I had to skip a bunch of great stories. Let's catch them on tomorrow night's show. See you then. So long.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.